Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Christopher, I got to start it with this. A, are you already nervous about the Seattle expansion draft? Because I know I am, even though it's years away, I'm nervous. I'm doing the math in my head every day.
I'm not, and I will explain why I'm not. One, it's 3 years away, or I believe maybe 2 years away. And two, the entire landscape of this team is going to be much different by the time the Seattle expansion gets here. But I think people should go ahead and just kind of go ahead and get a feel for the fact that Nashville's going to lose a good player. You just need to go ahead and understand that now. You've got 2 years to accept it.
That's not helping me any, dude. That's what I'm nervous about.
Why are you nervous? It's 2 years down the road.
I know, but that's, you know, what if it's somebody great?
They could win two cups between now and then. And then you won't care.
That's true. What a lot of the Preds fans care about right now, injuries and who's coming back and when are they coming back and where are we on the key guys and injuries, Martell?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of the injured players right now are skating. Of course, Forsberg Arvidsson taking the ice before practice. While that is a good sign, it still does not mean very much. A lot of injured players will skate before practice, especially if they're able to get on skates to get out there and do work. Juris, I know, was back, but in a non-contact jersey, so that is a plus. Yeah. Subban, however, is not, I don't believe he's practicing yet. I know he's skating, so I know that is a plus, yeah. But just getting these guys back into the lineup is going to be huge whenever it does happen. And I kind of think I was hoping that Subban would be back after this particular road trip, but I'm still thinking he's a few games away. As for Turris, Forsberg, and Arvidsson, I think Turris is going to be back first before any of them. So you can just tell by the way his progress is coming along as is. But with Nashville having three of their top six forwards out and one of their top four defensemen out, it's taken a toll on their lineup, and you can tell over their past four games.
Why do you think this team has run into such a wall on the road? They've lost six in a row on the road, but they've won, Christopher, 8 out of 10 at home. Kind of strange.
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I think when you look at what they're able to do at home, they've always been a really good home team. For the past decade, they've been really good at home. Away, they seem to have their difficulties. I think lately, though, even before the last road trip of the previous two games, I think it's more of a, you know, they've been getting a little bit tired on these road trips because they have been having to go further distances. I know the one, they played that one game in St. Louis right after Thanksgiving, and that's got to be exhausting, eating all that food and then having to go out and play in a game the next night, you know. So, but in reality, I think it's just a little bit of a spell they're going through right now. They won so many games to start the year on the road, it was just bound to come back and kind of bounce back in their face a little bit. So I think it's going to turn around. It's just a matter of time getting these injured players back.
One of the things that's helping them, obviously, no matter where they play, is just how good Pekka is again this year. You know, every year we kind of wonder what this is going to look like, and every year he comes back and he's the same guy, same solid guy, and he's putting together great statistics again this season.
It's not just great statistics. He is literally having a better season than he was having last year. And right. Last year he won the Vezina Trophy. I mean, he is, if everything continues the way it has thus far for Pekka, he will coast himself to a second straight Vezina Trophy. And it's not necessarily unheard of for players over the age of 35 to win trophies back-to-back. Like, I mean, Martin Brodeur did it. I believe Dominic Hasek did it as well. So it's not necessarily unheard of. But I think one thing that does probably bring a little bit of a question to Predators fans' minds is, you know, what about UC Saros? UC Saros has not played great recently. And Pecorine cannot shoulder the entire load of the season if they expect him to play successfully in the postseason. So I think Nashville is going to have to get a little bit better play out of UC Saros as the season progresses.
Christopher Martel, our guest, who has impressed you the most during this time where the Preds are playing with so many injured stars? What guy stepped up and impressed you the most?
Well, I think the clear-cut person there is Ryan Hartman. Ryan Hartman has been the one player that I think he came into this season under a essentially prove-it contract, a one-year deal to essentially say, you know, hey, show us what you got. And I think not only has he done that, but his ability to antagonize the opposition, draw penalties, and just like right now with him being on the top line is a reflection of how much the coaching staff trust him and his abilities to not only chip in offensively, but to defensively watch the puck and make sure that, I guess, for lack of a better term, stupid decisions aren't being made on the ice. So it's he is far and beyond the guy that's really surprised me this season.
Preds hosting Ottawa tonight over at Bridgestone Arena. Christopher Martel, our guest, at @KMartel_sports. Christopher, on Twitter, Chuck D asked Martel about being on screen on national TV for the Titans game. He was clapping like Hercules.
I saw that, yeah.
I missed that. I hope to see that.
I texted him, dude, you're on TV.
Yeah, like it, I was just clapping. Okay, I got to explain this. Like, I was really adamant that Derrick Henry was to play more downs. I know he wanted to get Deion Lewis some time, but I was adamant he'd get in there, get that fifth touchdown and tie the record, get himself an extra 50 yards, break the record. And when Mike Vrabel let them go for it on fourth down, he just kind of waved him in. I was super excited. I was like, Hercules, like the little clap there, you know, and I was, I was so ready.
That's awesome. All right. So what do you anticipate seeing tonight? Ottawa has lost 3 out of 4. Preds have lost 2 in a row. Guy like the home team, right?
You know, the Preds are the odds-on favorite to win tonight, but I don't really trust the odds, especially in a game like this. I know Vancouver, when they played Vancouver last week, Vancouver had lost 12 of their past 13 games. I think the number was ridiculous, but the Preds fell into that trap, and they lost that one on the road against Vancouver. Just because Ottawa's lost 3 or 4 does not mean they're necessarily a bad team. They're hovering around 500. But they can still come in and do damage. I think Nashville pulls this one out, but I expect it to be closer than people think it's going to be.
Appreciate it. Christopher, thank you very much. And, again, people can hear the Neutral Zone Wednesday at 8 o'clock. What you got coming up?
Oh, well, I know tomorrow we're going to be talking a lot about David Poile's induction to the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Cool. We'll be getting some audio from that and more.
Thank you, Christopher. That's appreciate good, it, man.
Hercules.
Thank you all. Have a good day. Hercules.
@KMartel_sports, paps like that.